This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Okay. James Houston, if he wasn't playing well, I don't think Dan Campbell sugarcoats stuff.
I think you're right.
At the podium, he tells the truth, and you know he doesn't trash guys, but you know when he's not happy.
No, exactly. Well, you know where you stand with him. I think that's what all the players can appreciate is they know exactly where they stand with him because he doesn't sugarcoat things. I think he's a classic coach that uses positive reinforcement, though. If you're doing right, I'm going to let you know you're doing it right. I'm not just going to let it sit there. You need to know that you're doing things the right way, and I think that's what happened with him and James Houston this week, because maybe Houston's one of these guys that needs to be reassured, okay, this is a step in the right direction. You were playing better, and he did look better. Now, maybe it's because Houston's got a bad offensive line, or maybe it was because he made adjustments in his technique and whatever kind of rush he was going to do.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if he could be sort of a forgotten man in the equation. And I don't mean forgotten by the fans. I think the fans have, you know, when you see it's like the sack in football, I mean, to me, I always talk about how I'm a big TFL guy. Tackle for losses to me is just as important as the sack is. And I don't know why it doesn't get the same amount of love that the quarterback sack gets, but James Houston is, you know, because he had 8 quarterback sacks his rookie year, the fans haven't forgotten about him. It's like having speed in any sport, like speed in hockey. I really love Athens to see you. Speed in baseball. We got way too many Quentin Berry calls back in the day, right? If you're fast, and he was fast off the edge, it's very alluring, and I find him to be mysterious. But I'm also not counting out that maybe it's just getting back from injury and maybe he can impact this team possibly the second half of this season.
I really hope that's the case because he was so important a couple years ago. I mean, they didn't make the playoffs that year, but they went on a hell of a tear. They're 8-2 down the stretch, and he was a big part of it in those last 7 games with the 8 sacks. And you know, for a team that really struggles with a pass rush, that's exactly what they need. But am I counting on him being that guy again? I'm not counting on it, but I like to see that there are steps in the right direction at the very least. And what Dan Campbell had to say about, you know, the depth on this team, that it's getting better here. Yeah, they still don't have Hutch. They still don't have Davenport. They still don't have Kaminsky. But what they're getting now is maybe a healthier version of James Houston. They're getting a brand new Za'Darius Smith to this team also, and they're getting a healthier Josh Pascal.
Keep in mind, too, Jacksonville actually does a decent job at protecting the quarterback. Their quarterback's only been sacked 23 times in 10 games, which is about the same rate as the Lions with 19 sacks in 9 games.
But that's also with Trevor Lawrence at the helm.
Yeah.
So he was sacked twice a game, 18 sacks in 9 games, and it was a 5-3 games, well, 5-31 attempts, so at 36 attempts for Mac Jones. So it's a much better rate.
248-539-9797. Greg's in Dearborn and on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys. With the addition of Za'Darius, don't call me Ludarius Smith.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful that we could see a renaissance again of James Houston from his rookie year. Yep. You know, as long as you can get past that back problem from Sunday night.
So I we'll give you your time here, Greg, but I'm glad you brought that up. Za'Darius Smith was a willing veteran coach during that game Sunday night. And if you're James Houston and this guy shows up and he's clearly been around the league for a long time, he knows what he's doing, he could have a positive impact on a young edge rusher like James Houston.
And then as far as the game goes, you guys are talking about guys getting breaks and stuff like that. I'd like to see, because I don't know if you saw this, but I don't know if Kang let you guys know this, but Sione Vaki tackled not one, but two guys at the same time on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
So I could see him getting in there, giving, you know, Sonic and Knuckles a break. And just, I mean, the guy's electric. So
he's an intriguing player himself. And, yeah, that play, he's basically engaged with a blocker and winning when he reaches out and makes a tackle. That was an amazing play for a rookie. Like, I mean, that's the thing about, that's one of the biggest things about the transition from level to level. And I saw it up close and personal. And I used to be one of these guys that get all excited to see the freshmen. And then when I like went to practice and saw freshmen at Michigan football practice, and I'm like, these kids aren't ready physically.
Most of them.
Yeah, most of them aren't. When you get the special ones, the rare ones.
Then you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah, and you can't believe that kid.
Played high school just a few months ago? Yeah. How is that fair? How is it fair to, honestly, let me go back and think about that. How is it fair to play against Lamar Woodley or against TJ Duckett when you were in high school?
How
is that possibly fair?
Those guys had their way.
I mean, they were men.
Have you seen the videos and pictures of Derrick Henry in high school?
Ugh, I can only imagine.
It looks like an offensive lineman is running down the field, you know, at like a 4.4 speed. And by the way, Sione Vaki, we could call him Tails. It's another Sonic character that he could be part of this, man. Let him in the group. The truth is ready. The truth is ready.
Has he played any reps on it on except for special teams this year?
Yeah, on offense. He's had a couple of reps in there.
Okay.
There was a time I think he was back there with Gibbs, I think it was.
Yeah.
God, like line up at fullback.
The idea of getting him involved is
Tails.
Dude,
he's in.
Either way.
That play was incredible.
He plays both sides.
That play was truly incredible. This is a rookie, okay, making the jump, who's engaged with one NFL player and tackles him with his other arm, tackles another one with his other arm.
Well, let's hope that his career is much longer and more illustrious than the last special teams guy that we jumped on.
Zach Follett?
Yeah, we still love Zach Follett, but unfortunately, he
had injuries,
he got hurt. He had injuries. He got hurt, and it was the way that he played, though, because he was just a crash dummy out there. He didn't care. It was fun to watch.
He was
a lot of fun to watch.
Really something else. 248-539-9797. The other thing is, remember a couple weeks ago when of course you do, Jameson Williams first gets suspended and Dan Campbell gets in front of the media and says, I trust this guy and I believe in this guy. J-Mo rewarded him with his performance Sunday night.
He did. He earned the trust of everybody in the locker room when the passes he caught. Okay, the first one, it jumps out of his hands, and then he recollects it, catches it, and then gets drilled. Mm-hmm. Okay, he held on. Great. Nice catch. But he took a shot. Then he takes that one shot from in front and then gets hit from behind as well. Still hangs on to the football, where I'm pretty much convinced that 9 out of 10 wide receivers are dropping that football.
It seems like the good ones catch it.
Yeah.
But that was... He could see the hit coming from the front. He could not see it coming from behind, and he got tattooed and hung on.
I just root for this kid so much. Yep. I think there's a lot of noise on the outside about stuff that doesn't need to be made that big of a story out of, that people want to make it into a story and spin it into their own narrative. I think as a player, this guy has so much talent. He can do so many, and he does little things. He's not afraid to block. He likes to block, just like St. Brown doesn't, right? He wants to lead the way down the field. Doesn't care if he's got the ball in his hands or if his buddy Jahmyr Gibbs has the ball in his hand. He wants to lead the way. And the fact that he was able to hold on to those passes, he's still a work in progress, too.
They haven't
gotten the most out of him.
Minor disagreement with you in that I don't think it's people out there wanting to make noise. I think when you mess up to an extent where you get suspended twice, I think it's understandable why people are kind of uncomfortable with that. And I'm sure he doesn't. I'm rooting for him on the field and off the field. because I don't want to see him get suspended again. And hopefully he won't. Hopefully he's learned from
it. Yes, hopefully he doesn't, and he continues to contribute in ways that awe us and astonish us, and that at the end of the season it's a no-brainer. They say you got to pick up the extra year.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.